You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. Hong Kong-born and New York-based guitarist Terry Vachong is often described as one of the most outstanding guitar players around. He has also been described as one who has found ways to transcend a chops-centric approach and create music full of breath, space and surprise. A player of great skill but also imbued with poetic sensitivity, he joins me to discuss his musical career and to give me a teaser of his upcoming performance here in Kuala Lumpur. Welcome to the show, Terry. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Mary? You know, very well, thank you. You know, you have a very interesting life story to tell. You know, you were born in Hong Kong,
right?
But you grew up in the US.
Well, actually, I grew up in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong?
Uh-huh.
All right. You went to school in the US as well?
Yes, when I was 19.
Yeah. When you were 19. But you were exposed to the piano at the age of 5.
Right. Around that time, I think 5 or 6, and I was starting to play the piano. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, my parents took me to piano lessons, and I was like a kid, and okay, well, why not, you know? So I started playing music then, and well, nothing serious until when I get to teenager age, mm-hmm. like 15, 16, I started to really think about what to do.
Right.
So,
and at that stage, you were playing Chopin, you were playing Bach, and suddenly you decided you were going to play the guitar.
Yeah, interesting, right? Sometimes it just happened, you know? Yeah.
How did that go down with your parents? I mean, they are very musically inclined.
Well, I mean, none of my families are really musicians or anything related to the art or anything, but they were really supportive, for mm-hmm. sure, since the beginning, and obviously they took me to a piano lesson. Well, of course, they didn't think that I'm going to be a musician, but definitely that going to help, you know, me growing up as to be a more patient kid, I guess. I wasn't very patient.
I didn't know piano lessons did that for you, but
yeah, because you have to do the same thing again and again and again.
At
6 years old, you have to sit down, and you know it's not easy.
Yeah. And at 16, so you decided to play the guitar, mm-hmm. and that's when you got introduced to jazz.
Yeah. Well, I'm around the middle school time, you know, 14, 15, I start to explore the more different. Listen to different music with my friends. Like, actually, I start listening to a lot of like UK rock, you know, Radiohead, you know, Suede, that kind of music, and just slowly get to explore a lot more, you know, by just basically like trying to go to the record store, secondhand record store, just pick stuff that seems interesting, and just go home and listen to it and share with friends, and that's kind of how I listen to different things, and that's how it started, and then I figure out discover jazz, and I love it, and that's kind of how it started.
Mm-hmm. But you could have been a jazz pianist. Why the guitar?
Well, that was the time that I started playing, you know, I started playing the guitar, and I just loved the sound of it, and I just like, it's just fresh to me because I was playing piano as a kid for so long, and to be honest, I'd still practice, but like I think the guitar was a much more fresh thing, and I just feel like going for a new instrument at mm-hmm. the time. So,
what was the music scene like in Hong Kong when you were, you know, before you went off to the US?
It was like, well, the scene is pretty small. I mean, the creative scene, at least. I mean, there's a huge pop scene, but the creative scene is more. But I think the people are very, they're pretty friendly, and they support each other, I think, which is pretty nice. And there are a few places to play. You know, I like the scene. It's just more, but kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. And then you relocated to the US. You went to the University of North Texas.
Right.
What did you pursue there?
I was studying going for the bachelor degree of the jazz study performance. Mm-hmm. So it was exactly what I wanted to do. So yeah, just.
And when you finished, what did you do?
When I finished, I just moved to New York, and because I wanted to check it out and I want to challenge myself, basically.
And you've been there ever since?
Yeah.
Not going back to Hong Kong?
Well, I mean, I'm going back and forth quite a bit. Like, you know, like this year I was back for like 3 times. So it's pretty often already. I'm going back and forth.
The whole scene in New York is so competitive, Terriva. I mean, and you're this boy coming from Hong Kong, you know. How did you get your foot in the door in most places? I mean, were they open to you coming in as a jazz musician?
They're open to anyone, to be honest, because, well, you almost expected to be from somewhere else in New York. Like, quite often, I mean, there's always people that grew up, you know, in Brooklyn, grew up in Harlem, but a majority part of it is, like, people coming all over the world, and just, that's not going to be a problem where you're from, you know, but being in the scene in New York is, like, well, as you say, it's competitive, but I kind of see it, like, but in another way, you see, it's, like, it's just very overwhelming in a way, in a good way, I mean, you just get to meet anybody all over the world and doing the same thing, which the energy is, like, enormous, you know, and you just learn from everybody, learn from your peers, and play with everybody, and everyone is there to play. Mm-hmm. No one really goes there to thinking in the mind to make money, because if you want to make money, you go somewhere else, really.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's all driven by passion, really.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
You've had the chance to perform and tour with quite a few big names in the industry. Who are some of them?
I was extremely honored to play with, you know, Eddie Gomez, one of the legendary bassists that he was playing with. Well, he was most famous playing with Bill Evans Trio, mm-hmm. and Miles Davis, and, oh, I can go on and on, but that experience was just amazing, because I learned so much, and it's just being on stage with such a figure is just unforgettable, you know.
Mm-hmm. How did that influence getting you to where you are today?
One thing is very interesting about playing with Eddie is, like, he doesn't like to rehearse. The material play is fairly, like, I wouldn't say simple, but, like, very open. Like, it's not very over-arranged. It's not very fully composed, but it has a lot of room for improv, you know, for that, in that moment. So I remember when I first played with him, like, we didn't, you know, we were doing Sanchez in Shanghai, and it was the first time I ever played with him, and I didn't take any solos in the Sanchez. No one took any solo. We just run through the head, and then we just went on the stage and played the show. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty scary, to be honest. And first time playing with Eddie Gomez, and I don't even know how it's gonna be taking the first solo, but yeah. I think that's the kind of experience that I need in my life, I think.
Okay. And has that influenced how you play today?
And an influence of how I look at music, you know, sometimes you just have to save it for the moment and just clear your mind and just play without thinking anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So I mean, because if you have a rehearsal and you have an idea of what you want to sound like, then it's not necessary good in a way, you know.
Is that what we can expect tonight as well, when you perform with the two others who will be performing with you, Elvira Arul and John Thomas?
Actually, tonight I'm playing with Julian
Chan.
Yes, okay. Julian Chan.
On Saturday
I'm playing with John Thomas and Elvira.
So are we going to be expecting pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always, like, trying to stay fresh, mm-hmm. you know, so pretty much you're going to expect nothing. You know, you shouldn't expect anything.
Just come sit and listen.
I think that's the fun part about jazz. You know, you never know. And I mean, coming from, like, listening to radio and pop music, you know exactly
what
you know,
expect.
The song, you can sing along, which is nice in a way, but sometimes you want to go see something that you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that's when you want to go to see the jazz.
Would you then say you actually have a style and sound for your music?
Yes and no, but it's a combination of a lot of music that I've played and I have listened to. Obviously, I came from pretty strong roots, tradition.
Classical background.
Classical and jazz. And, well, classical I play, you know, when I was a kid, but also, like, I went to Texas and went to the U.S. and really play with a lot of the older generation musician in the jazz. You know, some of them actually belong to the history, like Eddie and, like, Bernard Wright. I play, he was, like, one of the really... he played with Miles Davis also. So besides that, I really grew up with, like, listening to a lot of indie rock or UK or, you know, any kind of music. So it's a combination of everything. And recently I play a lot of new soul and R&B and hip hop. So it's just made me, you know, everything combined.
All encompassing.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll find out more about Teriva's album titled My Nocturne, which was released in the summer of 2012. And we'll find out what we can expect at No Black Tie tonight and on Saturday. Up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasuthi. In the studio with me, Hong Kong-born and New York-based guitarist Terry Wachung. He's performing at No Black Tie today and on Saturday. Tonight with Julian Chan and on Saturday with Elvira Arrow and John Thomas. What can we expect? I mean, I'm sure both the shows are going to be different, Terry. I mean, how would you describe the difference?
It's quite different, actually. When I'm playing with Julian Chan, and that would be more like a lighter version, like more acoustic version of like a jazz quartet.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing mostly original music of jazz, and some arrangement range from like swing, New Orleans, or bebop, or you know. But when I'm playing with John Thomas and Elvira, it would be like the other side, like more like the groove side, and like with like more funky,
mm-hmm.
With the electric bass and some vocoder even. And well, Elvira is a great R&B soul singer, so it's pretty different, I would say.
Okay, yeah. And have you performed with them before?
Yeah.
Here in Malaysia?
Yeah, I play with John. Well, actually, I mean, recently I just did a tour with John Thomas in Hong Kong and China, and I mean, I have played with John even in New York and when he visited, and last year this year in KL. So, and Julian, I played with Julian before, so mm-hmm. every year or two. So,
any of the songs from your album that you will be performing, and that's titled "My Nocturne," isn't it?
There's one arrangement called of Skylark, which is a jazz standard, but I make a pretty different arrangement in the album, and we have been playing it with John and with Julian. I think we will play this Halloween, one of the tunes in the album. So I think one tunes in each show of
right.
mine. Yeah.
What was the inspiration behind this album?
Well, as you can see, the title of the album is called My Nocturne. It's really coming from playing Nocturne, you know, Chopin's Nocturne.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way, I call it My Nocturne because it's kind of the way I see it, you know. So it's not, it doesn't have the same limit. Doesn't have the same thing, the same meaning of what Chopin was in mind, but it's just my interpretation of it.
What was your interpretation?
Just, you know, my influences and the way I compose beyond only the classical influences, but other style in mind and everything. So
you moved on to the world of neo soul and funk with the band Nuff Set. What was that collaboration about?
It really is a band that a couple friends getting together and doing collaboration of New Show and R&B, and I wrote most of the songs and but everyone has some input in the music, trying to arrange it, trying to stay fresh and playing it different, you know, trying to let the song grow basically. So that's the kind of concept of the group, I think.
With Nuff Set.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have gigs all over the place now. I mean, you travel to Malaysia almost like, what, a couple of times a year?
Yeah.
You're back in Hong Kong about three times a year. But has your music career taken you places? I mean, why do you think people are able to relate to your music in this part of the world?
I mean, one thing is I really love traveling, and I have a lot of friends all over the planet. So, I mean, so music allows me to travel and play with different people, and each time you play, you get to develop something more with the group, you know. So I may be playing with many different groups when I'm in KL, when I'm in Singapore, but then it all gets stronger the more we play. And, so, I mean,
you're definitely going to be influenced by the musicians that
right,
you play with, right?
Definitely.
And do you take on, how do you not take on, or how do you not be tempted to copy what their style of music?
It's a good question, actually. I mean, I never thought about copying anyone, really, just because, I mean, as I said, when you play, you try not to think, and when you practice, you tend to focus on what you want to sound like. I mean, of course, you can't ignore the influences of people, but at the end, it's all about picking what you really like. And it's like making a soup, you know. It's a weird thing to say.
That's okay. You
like
come from Hong Kong.
Yeah. So you pick the ingredients you want.
It's a perfect example, yeah.
And you take away things that you don't like. You know, that kind of, at the end, it comes to something that of yours. You know, so it's not, nothing is, none of the ingredients is new, but the combination of everything makes it your soup, basically. Okay.
And do you prefer playing in a concert or just recording an album?
I enjoy playing live more because you, well, everything happens only for that moment and you cannot replace that. And for the recording, I mean, I tend to make it like a live situation and not to think so much about the little, I mean, there's always going to be something that you're not 100% happy with, but you just have to let it go. I mean, but I think the overall, if you don't care about the little, if you try not to be too much of a perfectionist, then you actually end up making some music with more energy and more touching, I think.
It's spontaneity as well.
Yeah. So it's just part of it, it's just to accept mistakes. And there's no mistake if you accept it, I think.
Yeah. So head down to No Black Tie tonight at 10 p.m. to catch Terriver performing with Julian Chan, new quartet. Starts at 9:30 p.m. Admission is 40 ringgit. You can also catch him again on Saturday, the 9th of November at 10 p.m. And the cover charge for that performance is 50 ringgit. So, of course, on the 9th, you're performing with Elvira Arul and John Thomas.
Yes.
So for more information, you do visit noblacktie.com.my. Now, before we leave, we're going to leave you with a song titled Fragile from Terriver's album titled My Nocturne. What's Fragile about?
Oh, and it's a long story. Do you have time for that?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, cool. So it was like my first year in New York after I moved there, and I actually went to hospital. It was pretty bad and on the New Year's Day, and I figured out I have the hypothyroid thing. And it was pretty dangerous that time because I didn't figure out what actually happened.
Yep.
So I got half paralyzed that day.
Really?
I stayed in the hospital for 4 days and
because of hypothyroidism.
Yeah, it triggers that I have a very low level of potassium. Long story, but
okay.
Anyway, it was pretty scary. And then I got out of hospital and everything just kind of, you know, I was so uncertain about what's gonna happen because I didn't have insurance at the time. So I wrote a song and sitting on the piano wrote one of the songs, very sad song. And then I think half a year later, I actually brought it to the band and played it. And well, at that time, I figured out my insurance, everything. So it was all set. I can still stay in New York and it's cool. So we played a song and it turns out to be some of the most pretty happy song. So it's just kind of the way I see life. It's like you just get through the hard moment and you look back. It's no big deal sometimes.
Yeah. Once you're over
it's just
it.
A story.
Yeah, it is. It makes you stronger.
Yeah,
it always
definitely.
Does. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
That was Terriver Chung, guitarist who's performing at No Black Tie tonight with Julian Chan. Once again, noblacktie.com.my, and we'll leave you with his song titled Fragile from the album My Nocturne on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. The Business Station.